first installment of my blog. Right now, got some good things going on. It's a bit of a good, bit of a bad. The bad news is that I'm absolutely knee-deep in an assignment, and it's a biggie. It's a biggie. The good news is it's the last one I've got to do for my course. Being fourth year, we're finishing up soon, which is pretty exciting. The assignment itself is really cool. It's kind of a really extensive resume to do a teaching practice, so it's going to be really helpful once we start applying for jobs out in the workforce, which is a bit scary. It's coming up in a matter of months, really. But it's going to be really relevant to that, which is good. But I thought I would take the chance to share with you some of my study tips that I've picked up over 4 years of being an avid studier. Thought I'd impart some wisdom. So the first tip is you've got to minimise distractions, which isn't easy in my house. I find a lot of the time I've got to get out and go to the library or somewhere like that. Luckily no one's home at the moment, so I can work in here. The other one is, another good tip, is have a good study space. So you might notice, I don't know, that I'm in a different room. That's because my desk is covered in such a thick layer of clothes and rubbish that it would take me a half hour to clean it off. So my housemate is not home at the moment, so I'm using his lovely desk and desktop. So it's very nice of him to let me, even though he doesn't probably know about it. He probably will when he sees this. The last tip is my ultimate study break / study snack, savoury toast. Easy as, get some bread, get some eggs, get some bacon and cheese, chop up the bacon, grate the cheese, chuck them in a bowl, just beat some eggs and chuck them in, mix it all up, smack in a bit of sauce, spread it on the toast, put them in the oven. Here's one that I prepared earlier. Look at that. You've got your study break, you've got your study snack, money.